there. Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast, our weekly look into Seattle Sounders FC, nerdy soccer culture, justified fan outrage, and an attempt to understand the single worst referee system in the world's seventh most important league, MLS.
Wow, top seven. That's like top seven in like Entercom standings or top seven out of seven.
We are your loudmouth American boy hosts from Mornings on 107.7 The End. I'm Boy One. I'm Gregor. And he's been in the locker room on the pitch and newly anointed dry side supporter. He's Boy Number Two, Brandon from the internet.
I like Boy Number Two. When you say American boy host, it makes me think of those American Girl dolls. And I feel like there should be... actually, I really hope that there are not like doll versions of us, because that's definitely how voodoo starts. And I'm not ready for somebody to like start... tickle in my little belly on a voodoo doll and then have me sitting here and be like, ooh, like while talking to you, because it just feels creepy.
As Boy Number One and Boy Number Two unite, are we proud boys?
I mean, I don't know what we have to be proud of. Definitely not this podcast.
We can definitely confirm that we are not proud. shout outs to Package Man for Real on the old Twitter there, because he will now likely make a figurine of you.
Oh, no.
As he does for wrestling people around. That's, and around Seattle.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm not a superstitious person, but when you start to mess with like voodoo dolls and stuff like that, it's like the uncanny valley when it comes to like dolls that are made of people. You know, I don't know why. It's just like a weird thing of mine. I just don't do it.
You know what? I've been doing some woodworking. Perhaps I will fashion a Brandon doll and then torture it.
Please no.
Oh, I'm moving to Spokane. Oh, my leg broke off. Oh, no. Do us a quick solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating.
Definitely 5 stars.
But primarily, leave us a comment. We just want to know your favorite ever Seattle Sounders FC player from...
From 107.7 The End listener Andy Rose... to a former 107.7 The End listener, Andy Rose. Sorry, Andy. To Brian, good God have mercy, Meredith.
Technically, you can't stream The End anymore in Canada, so I'm sorry, Andy Rose. I miss you tremendously.
Apparently, he's been in like in Wales, not like inside of Wales. Not like he cut open a tauntaun to stay warm. He didn't like cut open an orca in the Sound to stay warm.
This is no Moby Dick.
Yeah. But he just posted on Twitter that he just received his like what is it, like B license in the Wales FA coaching. You know, like if you want to become a coach, they make it easier for players to do this. If you've been playing as a pro for a long time, you can get your coaching license, your coaching badges, to be able to coach at like the youth level or the professional level or whatever. And you have to work your way up, and each country has their own different thing. And Andy just chose Wales, I suppose. I don't know why he chose Wales. He's not Welsh, right? He's like, he's
British, right?
He's English. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's English. So yeah. Wales would be part of the British Empire.
Sure,
so
but it's just weird. It's weird that he went through the Welsh FA instead of the English FA. Well,
he just loves all the extra syllables they add to their words, so
yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, almost,
you know,
like
this is something I've been advocating for us to do for a long time, and it breaks my heart that you're moving to the east side, the east coast.
Yeah, the east coast of Washington.
Because I thought it'd be so funny if we got our coaching badges here, and then we like coach some sort of youth team together, and then we could do a podcast about it and make fun of them. But no,
make fun of the kids that we coach.
yeah, for sure.
Nobody trusts their kids with us.
No. My wife doesn't even trust our kid with me.
Well, speaking of like extra syllables and words that are not able to be pronounced, the name of the person who actually left us a review on iTunes. Thank you, first of all. It's just a lot of letters, and I'm pretty sure it's Corey Williams, because he said he left us a review on Twitter. But it's like Art Bimflugji. He says, this is my second favorite Sounders oriented podcast, which is better than third, which is what we are for somebody else. He says, these guys banter about a lot of things other than soccer, but they are entertaining, and you can tell that they are genuinely having a genuinely fun time, which is true. Yeah. I have fun when they do this. Yeah. When they finally drag themselves around to talking about our boys in Rave Green, I will put them right up there with my number one favorite Sounders podcast, Winging It with Zach and Brad. Very entertaining. And Jan, you can go eat a bag of dicks with Alexi Lawless for your 1-star review.
This is a wonderful review, and I'm so grateful.
that someone would take the time to say that we are both ridiculous, terrible, but also good enough to listen to.
Yeah.
And how dare you compare us to Zach Awani? That guy is a brilliant analyst.
He's a professional. Like, analyst. That guy is...
Analyst? Analyst.
He's an analysis and therapist. He's an analrapist.
And then, of course, Brad Evans looking good. Like, when they cut to the Brad and Zach, like, at halftime and they're talking, and it's just like Brad Evans doing his blue steel to the camera.
He knows,
my wife
right?
was like, I don't even know, man. I'm sure he's in on it, but at the same time, I think that's just his natural state. I think that's his, like, his Charizard. Wait, what does it start as? It's Charmeleon, then Charizard?
It's Charmander, Charmeleon, and then Charizard.
Yeah, Charizard. So that's right. Okay, so that's his chart. He's evolved.
Yeah, he's
his,
like full on handsome, like just all the time handsome. Looking like when he looks through the camera, he's looking directly into Lori's eyes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or your wife, or whoever.
Or my wife, or whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever woman you don't want to be attracted to him. Yes.
Well, you say that it's Corey Williams because he also tweeted at us, my God, like following through to the fullest, talking.
Yeah, he's the guy that said 23 minutes of banter.
No way!
Finally, yeah, this is the same guy that like called us out for like not talking about soccer for 23 minutes. And then he says, just listened to the new episode, loved it, thanks for the shout out, it was great. And you were right, it was my first time listening to your podcast. You've got a new subscriber now, and I left you a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Also, I can't believe that we've been able to connect the dots for those two things, and it's the same guy. And thanks so much for coming through to like that. I love in your profile picture that you're wearing a Sounders mask as well. Keep it up. Okay, so this week, the foul anywhere, and it's a penalty, I guess. Sounders FC take on the not LAFC or Portland. It's virtual Salt Lake. That's for all of us watching. And
I like the idea. I like the idea of like virtual reality, like VR goggles for all of the Salt Lake players.
I'm in.
Yeah, it looks
virtual
like...
Salt Lake instead of real Salt Lake.
Right.
I know that
right.
It's real. I'm sorry. It's a terrible pun, but whatever.
No, it's better than fake Salt Lake, which is what we usually call them.
So let's dive into it. I'm sorry I'm late to podcast, but I have a full bag of Juanita's chips. Okay. And, like, I just got done with my radio show, and I was like, I'm going to dig in on this.
Yeah.
And so I did. And then my wife, I'm from New Mexico originally, so shout-outs to Arlie, to Arlie Lilienwall.
Lilienwall,
thank you. Also a fellow New Mexican. But my wife came home with some Sadie's Red Medium Salsa, and I can't, like, stop thinking about it. Between AeroPress and the New Mexican salsa, I am really destroying my gut health. And you could just imagine if you follow that thought through to fruition.
Yeah.
But I can't get enough of the salsa, man. I'm like salsa addicted now. And like I just want the next match to show up, not to minimize anyone's actual addictions. I feel for you. That sucks. But I can't wait for the next match to show up because I want to have a party for myself because I can't have anyone over. And my kid's too little to be able to eat this hot salsa. And so it's just like me going to town on salsa with chips and yelling at a television screen.
So you like need somebody to share the salsa with is what you're saying?
Yeah,
like,
I would have you over.
Otherwise, you're just like destroying your biome, like your gut biome by yourself. It's like you're taking
it.
Like an Arriaga to your belly.
An instant red card?
Yeah. And then let's hope it's not red for what it's worth. Gross.
I think my dad's in the hospital for that right now. That's crazy.
God.
Yeah, okay. And then
speaking of Juanita's, though.
Yeah, sure. I'm
we
in.
Just did like, have you ever done like the grocery delivery thing, like where
no.
you order your groceries online and then they get shipped to your door, and then you open up your door and you didn't have to go to the grocery store for a bunch of food to show up at your door?
This is a real thing.
Yeah, like we just I typically don't like to use Amazon for pretty much anything, just because like it just seems very wasteful and all the, you know, like you can find cheaper things anyway. But now that they bought Whole Foods, you can order your groceries off of Whole Foods, and they get shipped right to your door. And we just ordered, like, I was checking out online, and it was like, did you forget this mango pineapple salsa that you love every time you shop here? You buy it? And I was like, well, yeah, I did forget that. Thank you very much for the reminder. And so when you brought up the fact that you have Juanita's chips, I realized I have Juanita's chips, and I also have this salsa that I really like, so I know what I'm doing for lunch today.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry I'm late, but that's how it goes. Then I couldn't find my slippers. I went to Costco recently and I found $12 slippers and my transformation to father has become complete. Like, at some point, I could battle my own son and I could be the one that's the master of the force or whatever. Are you wearing Costco $12 slippers?
I'm wearing $12 Costco slippers right
now. Shut the f*** up!
Yeah.
Brandon, you're wearing the same slippers as me! This podcast has reached a new low! It's amazing.
I might be a father and I didn't even know.
Man, you could crack all the dad jokes you want. You could make all the virtual Salt Lake jokes you want. No problem, man. It really was this like super humbling moment where I'm old enough now that I sit in a crappy chair every day working from home and my feet are hurting. And so I'm like, I got to get something. My wife's get some indoor shoes, get some like nice, comfortable shoes that'll give you some good support, la, la, la. And so I'm at Costco and I'm like, $12 memory foam slippers. That sounds like what I need. And it's not like I'm making a huge investment. I spent more on the LED flashing lights that were next to the slippers in order to bring them and decorate my studio.
I feel like
it looks awesome.
I feel like you're one step away from like when I, you know, we do this over video and over like Google Meet or whatever, Google Hangouts. And I feel like you're one step away from me like waiting for you to join the call and then popping on and you're just wearing a robe and slippers with nothing underneath and like your hair is just like everywhere. You look like the Big Lebowski getting on the camera to like do this podcast with me. So I'm not opposed, for the record, you do you, but I just feel like we're drifting in that direction.
No, my wife is too hot for me to like to do that. Like she's like she works too hard on like being a healthy human for me to slide that far down.
Sure.
Like me, I came clean to tell her that I ate a half a bag of white cheddar Cheetos the other day, crunchy, on my way home from the grocery store, and she's like, oh, you're such a and that's like too far for her. So like, I'm not ready to go into full slide. She might argue that I have, but like, I'm at least aware that I can't become the dude.
Right. And keep your wife, because Brad Evans is right around the corner.
Also a married man, so like, we'll leave that alone, Brad.
Yeah.
We see how you're looking at Lori through the television.
And how she's receiving it.
Yeah. I mean, she will watch the halftime show. She doesn't give a crap about soccer, but that halftime show. Like, she was genuinely, I think, heartbroken when he left for the Wizards and then retired. And now has, like, no idea what's going on in the soccer world. She doesn't even know who to root for anymore. I'm thinking João Paulo could be kind of her type.
Oh,
like, a rugged, handsome, dark-haired man. What's going on here? I'm suddenly suspicious of my own suspicions. All right, so big 3-1 victory for Seattle Sounders FC against the Vancouver Whitecaps of Canada, who came down and broke quarantine to play a soccer match. I don't know why you would do that, but it was so fantastic a performance in that second half from Seattle Sounders. Three incredible
and
goals.
Score
your
guys.
Own eye out with a woodworking router goal from the Whitecaps. I told you I've been doing woodworking.
Yeah, what are you making with your okay, I'm not going to say what are you making with your wood. I know I just said it, but I want you to know that I'm not asking you to respond to that. I would like to know what you are making by woodworking.
He's three now, so it's you've met him. I'm just going to take all that out. That's not appropriate. Okay, so three incredible goals. The first was João Paulo. He could put a guy through a guy with that goal. Like, if you got in the way, there would be a smoking hole in the body of the defender that was, like, fooling us to step up. And you saw Andy Rose be like, nope.
Yeah. I'm getting right out of the way of that one.
He had, like, a full two count to be like, what am I going to do with this? Like, well, the goal is open. Yeah, suppose I'll do it. And then wound up, and my God. Definitely pay this guy whatever he wants, because if he's scoring and directing traffic and yelling at everybody, and I assume Portuguese and English, some sort of hybrid, like, let's do it. He probably knows some Spanish, too. That guy's probably very multilingual.
Yeah, he probably, I mean, I wish Kim Ki-hee was still here, because then he could also speak Korean. I think he just, like, by osmosis learns the language of all of the players that he's playing around. He is, like, a revelation for this team. Like, it used to be kind of like Nico Ladero was the only creative guy on, not to say that like these other guys couldn't do stuff, but like it was basically Nico in the middle, and if he was out, what are you gonna do?
And then based on this match, Nico Ladero has a bit of Nuhu syndrome going on right now, where he's got the ball a lot and he's kicking it real hard towards the goal, but it's not going in for him other than from the spot. So João Paulo's really adding some, shaking things up in the midfield a little bit, which is great because defending against all of those weapons is going to be real tough, especially when they're not here.
Well, I will say, I didn't get to watch the match, first of all, because my brother, Steven, was getting married on Saturday.
What a loser.
What an idiot.
God, what are you? Congratulations, but how dare you make Brandon miss the match?
Why would you get married when you know that it doesn't really matter because Brad Evans is like literally right around the corner, Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Anyway, Stephen, for reals, happy birthday. That's what I was going to say. Happy. He's my birthday buddy. Damn it.
No, that's Matthew. Matthew's your birthday buddy.
I take that back.
Yeah. He doesn't listen, so screw him.
Yeah, screw Matthew. That guy sucks.
Yeah, but Stephen, congratulations.
Yeah, buddy.
Also, don't listen to this podcast because you're on your honeymoon, probably.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
So, first of all, like, I didn't really get to watch it, but I did get to see the highlights, as I do. And I watched that Joao Paulo pass, and I was like, holy smokes, this guy is the real, he's the real deal. Because, I mean, it's just, I've watched him play a few matches, and you know, he's, like, just still kind of gearing up with the Sounders, learning his role. Our midfield has been a little bit in flux between, like, Gustav Svensson in and out because of his Sweden call-ups, and Christian Roldan either playing in the middle or outside, and like, we have other, like, Jordy Delem every once in a while. Like, who knows what's going on in there all the time. But now that we've started to build some consistency there for him, you start to see him really be able to open up in that position and be playing, like, 40-yard through balls to Rui Diaz and anybody else who's willing to make the run.
And what do I scream about every f***ing week? Pass the ball to Rui Diaz.
Yes.
Like, the guy gets the ball and scores. And now that there's all these other options, like, we're not calling Jordan Morris's name as much as you would have to before to rely on him because you got a guy making plays. And you have two of them stacked up between Lodeiro and Joao Paulo. And suddenly, like, where is the attack going to come from? It's so exciting to watch when you got a guy that's that confident, under 30, hard-headed, and yelling at guys out there. That's really just, it's fantastic.
Do you remember last year when it was like, so when the Sounders won MLS Cup, they had
I remember
Brad Smith, Victor Rodriguez, who I feel like is one of those guys. He was never healthy enough, but could have been a Joao Paulo type, right? Like, played really well in the middle, but he's a little bit more of an attacking player, right? Joao Paulo can really sit in there. But you had Brad Smith, Jordan Morris, and Victor Rodriguez all up on the left side, being able to do everything that they wanted down the left. But you basically knew if you shut down the Sounders left side, they had to figure something out on the right, and it was easier to defend them, right? Mm-hmm. And they still won MLS Cup. Now, you've got the Sounders attacking from every angle, every direction. They're getting crosses in the box. They're getting passes through the lines from 40 yards deep from Joao Paulo. They've got corner, like, the set pieces are even improving, which is something that the Sounders aren't traditionally very good at. So it's just nice to be able to know that the Sounders are not limited now to the foot of Victor Rodriguez, Jordan Morris, and Brad Smith on the left. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the play is starting from so much deeper and able to, like, you're not relying on just Gustav Svensson and whoever they can put next to him.
Exactly. Or,
which could be Christian Roldan, who was awesome last year, but at the same time, that's not, like, I think his traditional role that he would play the strongest in.
Yeah.
Raul Ruiz takes credit for goal number two.
Nice.
But poor Godoy on that own goal. I feel like he should get Fry's clean sheet bonus because he scored so beautifully. What an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't mean that, but...
No, that was like... as far as own goals go, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad, to be honest. And it was funny because I saw, like, on Twitter, I'm looking at my phone, not during the wedding, fortunately. Most of the game happened after the ceremony. But I'm, like, looking at my phone and looking at the... Just trying to follow along with the match, and I see that, like, the Sounders had scored a second goal, and so I'm looking everywhere to see a highlight of the goal, and nothing was posted anywhere. And then I finally watched the highlights after the match was over. I was like, oh, I get it now. I get it now.
So it was interesting. Yesterday I went to Swan's Trail, the farms at Swan's Trail or something like that, for some Halloween action in Snohomish, right? And it was during the Seahawks game that we were going, and my wife was like, oh good, it's during the Seahawks game, so we won't have to, there won't be as many people there because everyone's going to want to watch that. And Matt, this guy that was with us, he starts checking his phone at some point a lot, and I'm like, are you that bored, dude? And finally he was like, hey, we gotta go, to his wife, and she was like, oh, the Seahawks are on, we gotta go. And I was like, oh man, I love that the Seahawks are on, because then this is so much better and I don't give a crap about American football right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have felt the same way if someone would have scheduled it during a Sounders match, had we had to have missed. I don't know if I would have agreed to go along. I probably would have, because my wife is awesome, but like, that's a tough one. Now, a wedding, though, different story.
Yeah, your brother's wedding in which you're the best man.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I did consider skipping, to be honest.
Yeah, I did
consider it. Sorry, Stephen. I hope you're not listening. Yeah. Honeymoon and all that.
Definitely listening.
Congrats on the sex.
Real quick, before we get to the highlight that we're burying here, Raul Ruidez takes credit for number two, but then actually scores the flea, as they call him. Not very fast, but he hops around a lot, right? Ruidez at 4'7" had two headers on target.
4'7". That's like my grandma's height.
At 91 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
He had two headers. Well, one was just off target, but like two dangerous headers as the shortest guy out there. It was like crazy that he's the one getting up for that, including a goal. Evidently marking the center forward on set pieces was not in Vancouver's plan for the day or season. They've given up 10 goals in 3 matches. That is a brutal welcome to starting in the MLS, Brian Meredith.
You know what they call Vancouver? The San Jose of the North. Van Jose?
Van Jose.
There you go.
Jordan Morris with the assist off of his back. It looked like he was even trying to do a butt bump, but as you say here, eyes in the back of his back. Beautiful. Then those are the three beautiful goals for Seattle, but then the turd goal that everyone in the league should be very concerned about. Yamar and Cavallini bonk into one another outside the top of the box. Cavallini goes down like a house full of COVID deniers after a public super spreader event. Something that we'd probably have to explain to the Canadian listeners, because they're actually taking it seriously.
Also, what's up, you Canadian listeners?
What's up, dummies? Ref blows for a penalty. Red card to Yamar for denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity. No one can believe it. To quote the broadcasters to the north, I think that's very, very harsh. Oh, and by the way, it's outside the area. Very harsh, and I don't even think that's a foul. That's the Canadian broadcast team saying that, let alone even Casey Keller being like, this is outrageous.
Yeah,
something like this could happen.
So it's a red card for denial of obvious goal scoring opportunity. It goes to VAR.
So referee Tim Molai's face comes back after going over to VAR to check it out. He edits the call he made and waves off the red card. Oh, good. VAR does its job. It's saving the day, exactly what it's intended for. We can have another look, admit that you're wrong, and get it right, and then no one hates the ref. He doesn't have an impact on the game and can walk away. Brad Evans very mad about this on Twitter. So he waves off the red, pulls out the yellow, points to the spot. The yellow is for Yamar. Not for the other guy for flopping after getting bumped into and waiting 3 steps before he takes the slide. He doesn't change the call when it's a unanimously, everyone's opinion outside is like, oh, no foul, because they literally just bumped into each other, and then just eat in the box at the appropriate time and gets the petty penalty. Something that is so tiresome. It's a dark time for VAR.
That is
in MLS.
That is like the most... We've done a lot of hot garbage on this podcast, and that was the most hot garbage call I think I've ever seen. And we saw Danny Leyva's goal get taken back against this very team, against the Whitecaps, for another dubious call. We've seen the Arriaga penalty where his foot got stepped on and a penalty was called. We've seen some dubious calls and some dubious penalties given because of VAR, and this one takes the cake. This one, by far. To put it the way that Casey Keller says it, it says, if that's a PK, burn VAR to the ground, which is finally something Casey Keller and I can agree on.
Jeez, man. It's such a dark day for VAR that even Trent Reznor can't write a fitting song for it. Maybe for the Broadway adaptation, maybe. Going for that EGOT.
Is Trent Reznor close to an EGOT?
He's a Tony away from an EGOT.
Wow.
Isn't that
That is
insane.
That is wild.
He's so good that he's there. And now he's so good from a different generation, obviously. Like, he was a big deal, you know, 25 years ago. He's still out there doing this, and he still put on incredible performances.
So as I mentioned, I watched this game from the highlights on my phone, right? Like, just watching every once in a while, being able to tune in and see what was going on.
Hashtag Sounders Match Day.
Hashtag Sounders Match Day. You can always follow along. Thank you for actually doing some tweets there, Gregor, from at Full90Podcast, which is what we are on Twitter. Nowhere else, apparently. but go follow us on the internet. And so when I see that this, like, all goes down, I had just checked my phone right when everybody was like, what the hell was that? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what was it? So the referee, Tim Face, goes to the VAR and spends like 5 minutes reviewing this call. Obviously a bad call, but spends 5 minutes reviewing his very bad call. I looked at like the tiny little screen on my broken phone from when I dropped it on the road when I was taking a bike ride. I looked at this tiny little cracked screen with like lines through it, and I'm like, oh, that's not a penalty. They're going to overturn that.
And you're not even being a fan about it. It's not even that the Sounders fans should be outraged like they definitely are. It's everyone in the league that sees that type of call get blown. You got to stop and worry about what is happening.
Yeah, I looked at it on my tiny little screen and I was like, that's not a penalty. Like, that, like, in no way, shape, or that wasn't like a Sounders, like, it could go either way. That's not a penalty. That was a, like, oh, okay, very clearly this is going to get overturned and we're going to be fine. And then I put my phone away, and when I looked at this tiny broken little screen later, and I spent, you know, 30 seconds, and Tim, the bad words, spent like 5 whole minutes and decided to still make the terrible call. This is what's insane to me. Pro referees, the professional referee organization, referees, which is what they are known as, they do a review show every week on Twitter, on their social media, on their website.
They do?
They do a review show. And what they do is they review calls that were made, and they say whether the call was made correctly or incorrectly, and they try to explain the calls. Remember the Arriaga penalty where his foot was stepped on when the Sounders were destroying San Jose, Vancouver of the South, San Jose?
Yes.
And they did not review probably the most controversial call of that week, which was the Arriaga penalty against San Jose. I am concerned.
Of course not.
I am concerned that because they know how shit of a call that was, that they are not going to review it because they don't want to essentially have to fire that referee that made the call. I mean, there's been times in MLS history where a referee has made a call so bad that he was relegated to only being the VAR guy or only being a fourth ref or only being a line judge. Like, there are times where they've taken referees and done that.
They should.
The guy that
give the ref
this,
a red card.
Exactly. Like the guy that relegated them. Pro rel for referees.
Yes. I'm pro rel.
I am pro rel. For MLS, Major League Soccer, soccer.com needs to have a pro rel section of their website. No,
I wrote it out to see it. Yeah, it's I'm pro and then pro rel.
I'm pro rel. Yeah, that I think that makes sense. Regardless, I don't know if it's like pity from referees or if it was like him trying to say I realize like here's what I can get behind you made a mistake and you want to spend time to recover it. Like if you weren't in the right position to call it properly, what you saw like in real time, you thought it was a penalty, you thought it was a denial of an obvious goal scoring opportunity. Yes, I am okay with a mistake. That's why VAR exists. That's why MLS paid the $100 to have it in the league.
I think it's literally just watching the TV footage because like we got a over the shoulder view of the ref watching it. I'm like, are they just watching what we're watching on Amazon Prime streaming? It's buffering. it's buffering. I couldn't. What do you want? We only got the one angle.
I get making a mistake in having to review it. But what I don't understand is like I feel like there are a few referees in the league who are notorious for this, where they go go to the screen, they look at it for half a second, or they look at it for 5 minutes, but they are either so prideful or so ashamed of the call that they made that they are unwilling to overturn it. Like, that was a mistake that was so bad that you have to overturn it. Right.
And then how is this? Like, we all saw the same video. And so Jada Evans was able to ask a journalist. Jada Evans was able to ask to be the one interviewing pro after the match. You get to ask three questions or whatever. And it's very specific what you can and can't ask. But what infraction occurred inside the area? She says, and after reviewing the footage at the pitch side monitor, the referee maintained his opinion that a tripping foul had occurred inside the penalty area when the left foot of Gomez made contact with the right foot of Cavallini. Did we not all watch the same thing where it didn't happen? Like, did he not watch the same thing? You watched it on your phone with a broken screen. Like, how is that a thing?
It's the first time where I've gone on to the MLS subreddit and seen every single person. Like, usually there's like one of those people that's like, well, I can actually see how he would have seen this thing, and that's how
technically
exactly
according to the letter of the law,
right? And they're like, well, and it's usually, you know, somebody who hates the Sounders, so a Fartland fan, and
Aces,
and everybody was like, everybody in the comment section was like, first of all, the Sounders. Second of all, that was not a penalty. Like almost everybody can get behind. Oh, actually, not almost everybody. Literally everybody in the comment section said that's not a penalty. And yes, I know we shouldn't be taking our medical advice or our refereeing advice from people in the comment section. However, it's 2020 and I can take the advice from whoever I want. This is America. I'm a Republican now because I'm moving to Spokane. I can decide what I want. COVID's a hoax.
You're party fluid now, Brandon. That's what the, as you switch back and forth from dry to wet side. Ew.
I don't. If the east side of the state is the dry side, I don't really like calling this side the wet side.
I got it. It's the moist side.
The moist side.
All right, that brings us to the most important player for Seattle. It's the Thomas Edison Teriyaki Man of the Match.
Your Thomas Edison Teriyaki Man of the Match, João Paulo.
Thomas Edison Teriyaki, thick hot beef ready to electrify your mouth.
I don't like that. It's almost as bad as Moist Side Supporters.
Dude, but we're talking about Toshi's Teriyaki last week. That's where this comes from. And their beef is so much thicker than every other teriyaki place. I'm going there today.
Teriyaki.
Ah, damn it, I have karate. Damn it.
We talked about last week all of the places that I want to go. I have since ordered some Din Tai Fung before I leave Seattle. So I will check that one off of the list. I have not gone to Scariyaki yet, but I will probably go there this week, I would imagine.
All right, let's take a look into the future without looking into the Crystal Pepsi ball. Not yet. Not there yet. We got a match coming up. CenturyLink Field. What day?
Good question. I don't know why. I thought it would have been in that.
I didn't fill out the top either.
Sorry.
Oh, here, I'm
on it. Next match, Wednesday.
All right, when and where? Boo, boo, boo. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. CenturyLink Field. We welcome virtual Salt Lake. No, it's Real Salt Lake plays Seattle Sounders FC on streaming if you need to on Prime Video for everyone who is a cord cutter. Excellent stuff. Sounders, first place in the West on 27 points. Real Salt Lake, 8th in the West on 18 points. That's still not that far apart. That spread is like, what, 9-point spread? That's it's only 3 matches that go terribly wrong and 3 that go well, especially when everyone is only playing, as Casey Keller was pointed out to have said in the match over the weekend, that these are 6-point matchups, because if you lose, you go down 3, or you don't get the 3 and they catch up by 3, and it's like a big swing rather than playing an East Coast team.
Yeah, every single match. Every single match like that is right now. And the Sounders, are putting some distance. I mean, they keep winning games, and their goal differential at this point is insane. I think over their last four matches, their goal differential is 16-4. Like, so it's a plus 12 in four matches, which is incredible. But the Sounders are only 4 points off of the Supporters Shield race right now, which is being won in the Eastern Conference, I think, by Toronto, who is leading. So
actually, Columbus has taken the lead on goal differential, tied with Toronto for first. Just the two teams on 31 points, Sounders on 27. It's so crazy. The goal differential for the top four teams in the East is like 15, 10, a couple 12s in there. Then you switch over again to the West Coast, and it's like the goal differential 19, and then the next is like 6 way down in sixth place.
In a conference with San Jose, you're likely going to have a lot bigger variety of goal differential.
But I mean, look at LA Galaxy minus 6, San Jose minus 19. Oh boy, Vancouver minus 16. Goal differential is when you score... when you score points versus giving them up, you do the math on that. So Sounders have scored 32 and allowed 13 for a differential of 19. Now, to be fair, Pro scored 2 of those.
Yeah.
So
seriously.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, but first of all, let's get through the review here, or through the preview. So the Sounders are going to be playing this match without Raul Diaz, who's been called up for Peru for a national team, without Javier Arriaga, who's been called up for Ecuador, and without Gustav Svensson, who's been called up for Sweden. Thankfully, we have Roman Torres in the wings again.
Yes.
First of all, thinking of Roman Torres with wings is an incredible thought.
Like Buffalo Wild Wings, or like as a Pegasus?
Now both. I was thinking with like actual wings on his back, but now I'm thinking of Buffalo Wild. I'm thinking of Roman Torres flying, eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's like I can imagine him licking the barbecue sauce off his fingers when he's done.
Yeah, even
or like, well, hey, you better watch out, Arriaga. When you wave that finger, Roman Torres is gonna come lick that barbecue sauce off.
I now know what the art for this podcast episode is going to be. So the Sounders are going to be playing without a few important guys.
When you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, what's your sauce type? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm a... do you mean like ranch or blue cheese? Or are you talking about
What dressing? Not dressing, but like how do you dress your flavor? Wings?
Yeah, I do. I do a combination of barbecue and gar parm.
Okay, I just want to make sure because like I also go barbecue, but then I'll get something spicier too, so sure. I have a little bit of mix of sweet and spicy. So.
Hey, when we get together before I move to Spokane, B-dubs?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay,
that's good. B-dubs to go eat in the parking lot on a tailgate?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That sounds good. We could meet at Alderwood Mall between us. That'll be real nice.
That'd be nice. Real classy. Really classy send-off. So the Sounders...
I will not have you disparage B-dubs like
oh,
that.
Oh, I am not disparaging it. I said that with zero sarcasm.
Yeah, real classy. Yeah,
I was zero sarcasm. So three guys away with their national team for the Sounders. Real Salt Lake going to be out without Albert Rusnak, who is their one of their DPs and scores a lot of crazy good goals. He's going to be out with Slovakia. Real Salt Lake, even with Albert Rusnak, have only one win in their last 5 matches and 2 in their last 9. So they are not great. They're hovering above the newly lowered playoff line where the top 8 teams from each conference make the playoffs with who knows what that's going to look like. And they're recently coming off of a 3-1 loss to LAFC. So I think that the Sounders should go into this game feeling pretty confident. Even without Raul Ruidiaz, you've got Will Bruin. Without Javier Arriaga, you've got... obviously, Roman Torres and Shane O'Neill even back there as well. And without Gustav Svensson, as we've just talked about, having Jao Paulo, having Christian Roldan, having a lot more
Nico
options
Lodero.
There in the midfield. Yeah, exactly. So the Sounders should feel good going into this match. I feel like RSL is always one of those teams, though, that can get at the Sounders. Who knows why, but it just always seems to be the thing. To my question, though, we're talking about how good the Sounders have been. We're talking about the fact that they're 4 points off of the Supporters Shield. We're talking about the fact that their goal differential is great and that they're I think, barring a absolute disaster, they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to probably do well in them.
Yeah.
If the Sounders, we have 2 stars each tattooed on us for the 2 MLS Cup wins. If the Sounders won the MLS Cup this season, in this weird season with like... a truncated schedule with mostly games against the Western Conference teams with a strange COVID Cup in Florida, and they win MLS Cup this season. Let's just say it happens. Is it like a win? Like, is the third star that we get an asterisk, or like,
well, that's good?
Or is, or what do you do for that? For that win, like, do you feel confident enough to put that third star on, given what it is? Do you claim that third star as a fan?
You put the COVID molecule on it.
It kind of looks like a star. It looks like a little asterisk.
Just a little I love the idea of it being an asterisk. I would 100% do that. If right here and now on the pod, we got two stars last time. Sounders won. If they do it again, I'll meet you in Ellensburg. Yeah, we'll go get a real classy tattoo.
Is getting a tattoo in Ellensburg kind of like getting teriyaki in Moses Lake?
Getting sushi in Moses Lake?
Oh, yeah, getting sushi in Moses Lake is what it was.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, in case you just found yourself zoning out for 20 minutes of a new podcast you thought you might like, it's time for TLDL. Too long, didn't listen.
Too long, didn't listen.
What the hell is Van Jose?
San Jose of the North.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is that Jon Snow's favorite team?
Yeah.
Too long, didn't listen.
Working from home, dad slippers for the win.
I can confirm.
These $12 Costco slippers are an absolute savior. I am loving them.
And even if your dog eats them, or the other dog eats them, or whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. Too long, didn't listen.
Hey, Brandon, congrats on becoming a Moist Side supporter.
Nope. Still nope. Nope, I'm
that
not
is
feeling
definitely,
that.
That's definitely what I want to call this podcast.
Moist Side supporters. I am a wet supporter. Nope. No, I can't even say it without feeling just icky. Icky. Like, it's so bad.
And too long, didn't listen.
We are pro-rel.
Hot rubbish.